Even before he left England, he knew that he was expected to do a lot of original work and to form a research school to knock the shine out of the Yankees. He did just that, beginning with the discovery that the radioactivity of thorium decreased by half in 1 minute and then by half again in the next. After 3 minutes, it had fallen to an eighth of its original value. Rutherford called this exponential reduction of radioactivity the half-life, the time taken for the intensity of radiation emitted to fall by half. Each radioactive element had its own characteristic half-life. Then came the discovery that would earn him the professorship in Manchester and a Nobel Prize. In October 1901, Rutherford and Frederick Soddy, a 25-year-old British chemist at Montreal, began a joint study of thorium and its radiation and were soon faced with the possibility that it could be turning into another element. Soddy recalled how he stood stunned at the thought and let slip, "This is transmutation." "For Mike's sake, Soddy, don't call it transmutation," warned Rutherford. "They'll have our heads off as alchemists." The pair were soon convinced that radioactivity was the transformation of one element into another through the emission of radiation. Their heretical theory was met with widespread skepticism, but the experimental evidence quickly proved decisive. Their critics had to discard long-cherished beliefs in the immutability of matter. No longer an alchemist's dream, but a scientific fact. All radioactive elements did spontaneously transform into other elements, the half-life measuring the time it took for half the atoms to do so. "Youthful, energetic, boisterous, he suggested anything but the scientist," is how Chaim Weizmann, later the first president of Israel, but then a chemist at Manchester University, remembered Rutherford. "He talked readily and vigorously on any subject under the sun, often without knowing anything about it. Going down to the refectory for lunch, I would hear the loud, friendly voice rolling up the corridor." Weizmann found Rutherford devoid of any political knowledge or feelings, being entirely taken up with his epoch-making scientific work. At the center of that work lay his use of the alpha particle to probe the atom. But what exactly was an alpha particle? It was a question that had long vexed Rutherford after he discovered that alpha rays were in fact particles with a positive charge that were deflected by strong magnetic fields. He believed that an alpha particle was a helium ion, a helium atom that had lost 2 electrons, but never said so publicly because the evidence was purely circumstantial. Now, almost 10 years after discovering alpha rays, Rutherford hoped to find definitive proof of their true character. Beta rays had already been identified as fast-moving electrons. With the help of another young assistant, this time 25-year-old German Hans Geiger, Rutherford confirmed in the summer of 1908 what he had long suspected. An alpha particle was indeed a helium atom that had lost 2 electrons.